Welcome back to Northside Today. I am joined on the line now by our roving reporter, Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John, and welcome on an absolutely sunny day here on Camden Street. I'm in the Fontana Cafe with two amazing ladies, Carmel and Penny. Now, Carmel, we're going to talk about Deborah Ireland. What is Deborah Ireland all about?
Deborah Ireland is the fundraisers for to raise funds for the skin condition called EB, or the butterfly children. My granddaughter suffers from Claudia, and it's a horrible, horrible skin condition. There's no cure for it. It's genetic. The gene will come from mum and dad, and it's a very, very hard thing to deal with. It's a horrible skin condition.
Yes, I've been talking to these people here today, and it really sounds horrible. Why does your slogan, Imagine a World Without Hugs, that really hit me? Why do you use that slogan?
We use that slogan because the skin is as delicate as a butterfly. These children would be known as the butterfly children as well. So because the skin is as delicate as a butterfly, it would only take a wrong touch for the skin to peel.
And how, I believe that the bathing a child or person, because there are adults as well, is quite an ordeal.
Yes, three times a week Claudia would have a bath. It would take 3 hours for her to strip all the dressings from her, bath her and redress her again, which will be 3 hours on a good day, three times a week.
Can I ask you maybe a strange question? Are these children by any chance very happy-go-lucky children in themselves?
Yes. Oh, she's a happy, brilliant little girl. I have to say, she's a brilliant little girl. She has her days when she's sore and she's everything else, but she's a smiley, happy little girl.
That's what I thought. I mean, these children are just absolutely fantastic, you know. And now we have Jimmy Ferdin, the CEO of Deborah, has just popped in to join us. We weren't expecting you, Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, and thanks a million for doing the interview. Very good.
Absolutely no problem. So what have you to bring to us now?
Just to say that the charity is, you know, we're on a journey to try and get to a situation where the parents don't have to do the bandage changes, which at the moment they're currently doing, and it's just not right. It should be professional medical people. So our mission is to get greater support for the families so that a nurse can come in and take over those bandage changes, which can take up to 3 hours. That's the mission. And that's, you're talking probably 16, 17 hours a week. And suddenly then the mum and the dad can be a mum and dad as opposed to having to be medical professionals.
It's very sad. It seems to me very heartbreaking, all of this altogether.
Absolutely. I mean, as Rosemary Watson, the dermatologist, consultant dermatologist in Our Ladies in Crumlin, describes it as one of the most devastating and debilitating conditions she's ever seen. And working with the families, I have nothing but respect and admiration for the way they cope with this and the courage and bravery that the patients show in serious adversity.
Definitely, I would call it serious adversity as well, Jimmy. Now, Penny, you're involved with one of the fundraising activities, which is a charity shop here in Camden Street, which was the beginnings of this interview.
Hello, yeah. Well, we started our shop 18 months ago, pretty much with the clothes off our backs, plus the Deborah supporters were fantastic. And 18 months on, we've really become a success story on Camden Street. We're serving 400 to 500 paying customers a week, and we are inundated with donations. But they run out very quickly because we're so busy, so we're constantly looking for donations. We sell a lot of clothes, and we will pick up anything. We're always desperate once we've had a busy week. So any donations of anything, books, jewellery, toys, bric-a-brac, we take everything. So if they ring our office or contact us through the website, deborahireland.org.
Excellent. And what other fundraising events have you got in the pipeline, Jimmy?
Every year we would run a number of events, and that would include the Kerry Challenge, which has just happened. That's 3 days of walking or running in the Kerry Mountains, and we base ourselves in Dingle. It's a super, super weekend. And we also, mini marathon, getting ladies to join the 40,000 other ladies to do the mini marathon is a big event for us, and the more ladies that we get involved, the better. We'd also run a Wicklow Half Marathon, tends to be in March. And then we've an event coming up now in November, which will be a dinner in the Conrad Hotel. The Conrad Hotel and the Hilton Group have sponsored us as their charity partner. and they are giving us a dinner there, and we'll have a bit O'Hurley, and we'd be building around the Euros, which weren't that great news, but still a great event, and we'll be building around the Ryder Cup, and we'll be building around the Olympics. So that's our next big event. And on an ongoing basis, we run raffles, which are one of our mainstays in terms of income that comes in, and it's essentially people selling raffle tickets to their friends, and that's really important to us, the raffle.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, I could spend more time. We'll have to have another interview about all of this again in the future, but our time has run out. Could you tell us the website again and contact telephone numbers, please?
Sure. So it's www.deborahireland.org, and if you Google search Deborah Ireland, it'll come straight up. And the other 412-6924, so it's a Dublin number, 412-6924. If people are keen to volunteer and support us, we're always looking for people to give us that extra hand. So that would be great. And donations in particular around the shop is critical for us to keep that shop ticking away.
Absolutely fantastic. Look, Carmel, Penny and Jimmy, thanks for coming to talk to us today. And back to you in studio, John.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That's very interesting.
It's a charity I've never heard of before. I'm very glad I came across this. If you saw the pictures of the children with sores and the scars on their face, I mean, it's just, you know, it hurts those children, and they've got a smile on their face.
Okay, well, thank you. Once again, thank you, Barbara, and talk to you later.
Right, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.